AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The yeas are 51, the nays are 49. The motion is to agree to. The Senate, sitting as the Court of Impeachment, stands adjourned, sine die.
Senator Patty Murray announcing the Senate has adjourned the impeachment trial, ending arguments before it began. House Republicans had pushed to remove the cabinet secretary from office over his handling of the U.S.-Mexican border. Lawyers for Donald Trump say Stormy Daniels refused to accept a subpoena they tried to serve her.
Donald Trump's legal team says it tried serving a subpoena on Stormy Daniels as she arrived for a screening of her documentary at a gay bar in Brooklyn last month. But the porn actor and a key player in Trump's hush money trial refused to take it and walked away. Newly filed court documents show a process server working for Trump's lawyers approached Daniels with the papers, demanding information related to a documentary recently released about her life and involvement with Trump, but was forced to leave the papers at her feet after Daniels ignored them. Daniels' lawyer says they never received the paperwork. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a long-awaited package of bills that would provide military aid to Ukraine and Israel, replenish U.S. weapons systems, and give humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza. The package totals $95 billion in spending. And Group of Seven foreign ministers are meeting amid calls for new sanctions against Iran. Soaring tensions in the Middle East and Russia's continuing war in Ukraine are topping the agenda of the three-day meeting that started on Wednesday. The G7 leaders are expected to issue a united call for Israel to exercise restraint after Iran's unprecedented weekend attack. This is AP News. A civil trial alleging sexual, physical, and mental abuse against a New Hampshire youth detention center is underway.
Jurors deciding whether to hold the state of New Hampshire accountable for alleged abuse at a youth detention center heard from a former resident Tuesday who cried as he said his house leader and another staffer restrained him while two others sexually assaulted him decades ago, and the violent attack was carried out by a group of staffers known as the Hit Squad. More than 1,000 former residents of the Sununu Youth Center sued the state, alleging its negligence allowed decades of abuse. The state argues it was not responsible for what it calls rogue employees. I'm Julie Walker.
And former Florida Governor and U.S. Senator Bob Graham is being remembered as a politician who genuinely loved people and encouraged them to get involved in civic affairs. Graham has died at 87. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.